This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
We lived in the same house and in the same places. And yet our experience of returning to our passport culture is very different. We have different memories and different educational experiences, which influenced making the passport culture our home. I hope you enjoy listening in on a conversation I recently had with my sister Laura. Right, wanted to ask a bit more about what it was like when you returned to the UK, because when we returned as a whole family, I had already been in the UK for a year and I'd come back out to help the family pack up and then we all returned together. So what was it like for you coming back that summer?
Well, I came back about 5 weeks after the rest of the family, because I did a stint in Kenya with a Christian organisation
working with street children. Oh yes, I'd forgotten about that, yes.
It was a good closure to Africa to do a little bit of work that I not normally would have done. We'd said goodbye to the country we'd been living in, and then we'd gone on holiday into the neighbouring country, and then I stayed a further 5 weeks in that country with some other people and Jill. And also packing up the house was good closure. Yeah. We knew we couldn't go back. And then when we got to the UK, pretty soon we plunged into school. That was hard work. Mm-hmm. I think I remember the first 2 years in the UK as living to get through the last 2 years of school. I didn't really want to be there because our friends were still out in Africa doing their qualifications. And therefore, I didn't think that I needed to be in the UK. I could have got my qualifications while I was out there. I think it was a very difficult time. We moved schools also during those 2 years, and people were commenting on our accents. I remember it was an all-girls school. That was a shock to the system. I was relieved that because we were the last 2 years of schooling, we were allowed to mix with the boys' school next door. Therefore, our classes were mixed, but in the tutorial room, I don't know who it was, possibly another student. I spoke to her and she's like, "Where are you from?" "England." And she's like, "You sound German or South African." You know, if you said East Africa, "Oh, South Africa, that explains your accent." People still do that, actually. Very occasionally at work, they still ask where I'm from, but not very often anymore. And then doing some of the classes in the first school, I started home economics that I'd never done before. Couldn't understand what they wanted from us. The first essay I did got a D or an E. So I was like, what on earth do they want from us? Even though I'd done GCSEs, I knew what to do. So I didn't understand their marking. And then we moved schools. And I was
That was within the first term that you moved schools.
We did one term and then moved. And I was glad to drop home economics because I was failing. And I took up geography and we had to catch up a whole term's worth of geography. And I can remember we got given a copy of an A grade student, all her work. So we just learnt the work so that we could sit the exam in the summer or something. And I remember sitting in the study with Jill and going, "Oh, aren't you glad we missed this term's work? It's so tedious."
It's interesting because when we came back with a family, I'd forgotten that you were still in Kenya. I couldn't remember seeing you around. And the day after we got back, that's when I got ill with malaria.
Yes, we heard about that by letter.
So I was a week in the hospital and Mum and Dad had to drive an hour each way just come and visit me. And then the rest of the summer I spent recuperating before heading off to university. So I missed all of that time with the family learning to live in the UK.
Yeah, it was only the two younger sisters that were there then, weren't there?
That's right, yeah. It was also interesting because when you moved after term finished at school, at Christmas time when I finished university, I had to come to a new, totally new place that I'd never seen before.
It was strange. We moved just before Christmas and it snowed on the day that we moved. But the people in the village were very welcoming. Dad had already made links into the village because he was living away from home during the week. He didn't have weekends off in that first term that we were in the UK. It was quite a sort of haphazard lifestyle. He would have weekdays off and we would be at school, and yeah, it was quite a broken up time, I think. But once we'd moved to the other village in the UK, I think we began to settle down a bit more. You know, Dad had an established job by then, whereas when we'd first moved back, he didn't have a job. We were sort of living on, don't know what, fresh air. Whereas now we had an income for the family, so then the home began to be established. It was just as well. We went to the girls' school first. We had the shocker to start with. And then it was like, oh, okay, we're back into a mixed school. Then it wasn't quite so shocking. It was like, oh, this is a bit more familiar. You know, we didn't have all the extracurricular activities at school because we actually had to go to a school outside of the catchment area. So it was pretty much family school. It was sort of survival, really, rather than living. And we ended up doing the same A-levels, Gillian and I. Mm. So everybody lumped us together. We didn't sit together in classes or anything, but people still hesitated because we are identical twins. They weren't sure which was which and therefore didn't call us by our names. Didn't always go out their way to talk to us. We didn't really make that many friends during that time because people assumed we wanted to be together. So when we finished school and went away on gap years, it was like breathing a sigh of relief.
Do you think that's when you really started living again in England?
Yes. Once we finished our A-levels, I knew that our friends weren't out in Africa anymore. They had to return to their own countries as well to do university and things. So then, yeah, that's when I sort of started living life again. I was doing something that I'd chosen to do, not that the family had decided to do. And I got out of the village and people sort of got to know me as me, mm-hmm. rather than in the village, we were known as that large family that moved in down the road. And then at school, it was, oh, yes, she's one of the twins and we can't tell them apart. So once I started my gap year, I was just a person. Then you could start living because you weren't categorized in any way.
I was trying to think when I actually started living again in the UK to the full extent. And I think it was when I went to Bible college. Because at university, there was a lot going on with friends and I was still getting used to having family around. I also did an exchange program in my last year at university.
Yes, you did.
Which sort of unsettled me again. And then I did a year out staying at home with the family, which, yes, like with you, it was more a case of surviving rather than thriving.
The problem was we didn't go to the schools, so we didn't know the people our age there, did we?
Yeah, I didn't know anybody in the village, really, when I first arrived, apart from our family. And so I think once I went to Bible school and had a chance to get to know like-minded people, that's when I really started enjoying life again in the UK.
Yeah, I mean, I think I started living life when I did my gap year, but then I went to university. Again, it was massive culture shock. People lived life so differently. I managed to find a few people in halls who were also misfits in hall life. It was those that I went on and rented houses with while at university. And it was after our first year at university that I began to settle into central England, where I live now. And I've lived there now for 7 years. So that's a long time. People I know, I still know from the first year of university.
So if we calculate how long since our family returned to the UK, it took us at least 4 years before we really started settling into life in the UK. I arrived a year earlier.
You did, yes.
So I would say it took me even a bit longer because with the family still in Tanzania, for me, Tanzania was still home. England wasn't home during that year.
Well, yes, you didn't really know people in the UK. There was family, but even then we didn't really know family very well, did we?
In conclusion, my sister and I had very different experiences upon our return to our passport culture. and both of us took time to settle in, and it took a while for the culture to start feeling like home. Even though others expected us to automatically feel at home in our passport culture, this was not the case, as we had never lived there for longer than 6 months at a time. What will it be like for your children going back to their passport culture?
This feature is a presentation of Member Care Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of Member Care Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.